When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You know what it is.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. Call or text into the show for your Hot Take Tuesday. If I may, Kennedy.
Go right ahead, sir.
Paying to watch a DJ play other people's music at an EDM festival is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I've sure done that a few times.
Why is it stupid?
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I mean, you're standing there.
The videos I've seen from these concerts, everyone is loving, having a great time, trading bracelets. If I liked people, I'd go.
If the DJ is up there remixing live, singing, playing an instrument, doing that stuff, I get it. But going to see a person who just stands there and pushes a button a couple of times or pushes it really fast or pushes it really slow, oh my gosh, I could never do it in a million
years. Those laser shows are crazy when you're peeking.
You're not going there to watch him. You're going there to meet people and do drugs. I said what I said. Kennedy, you're up. What do you got?
Blanket statement. Flip-flops have no place on an airplane. Full stop.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You don't want
Tuesday,
toes out Tuesday, in aisle Tuesday. Nine?
For so many, I could explain alphabetically and chronologically why you shouldn't.
How do you dress when you get on a plane?
Me?
Yeah.
I wear comfortable shoes that I can run in if I need to, that I can move
sure.
if I need to.
Right.
I wear clothes that, I try not to wear rompers because bathrooms are disgusting on airplanes
sure.
and I don't want my clothing touching the floor. I dress in layers because
you dress
never
comfy
know if it's going
to
be hot
right?
or cold. I don't dress like I'm in pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. I dress cute.
I miss the days when you had to get dressed up, wear like a little tie or situation.
You can wear whatever you want on an airplane. You know that.
I know, but back in the day, it used to be like a thing where you did it because you
wanted
to look nice.
But they tell you shouldn't because you need to be able to move if you need to be able to move.
Producer Dan?
I said what I said.
Who wants to travel in a tie and a suit coat for 6 hours?
Like, oh, I look good when I was eight, Dan. What do you got?
All right, mine, apropos for summer, Bluetooth speakers on the beach.
Mm.
Trash.
Mm.
Trash.
It's
stop.
Hot Take Tuesday.
Whoa,
Tuesday.
What are you talking about?
You shouldn't
about, bro.
Stop subjecting other people to your garbage Spotify playlist that nobody asked for just because you can't be alone with your thoughts.
Oh,
some people want to read. Some people want to nap. Some people want to, I don't know, hear the ocean at the beach and not your trash Spotify playlist that nobody asked you for.
Boop, boop.
You're sharing the place with other people. If you're going to have it on, keep it real low. So
okay.
that the people
oh,
next,
so,
so the people,
it, low.
So the people
yeah.
next to you don't have to hear it.
Okay,
if some
that's
your people
fair.
Are 4 feet from you, no one wants to hear your music. Nobody likes your playlist. And then the guy on the right of you has a playlist on, and the guy on the left of you has a playlist on, and you're getting competing garbage playlists when you just wanted to go to the beach and hear the ocean.
Mm. Actually, I've had that happen before, and then the three groups were like, hey, what are you playing? Oh, you go ahead. Your playlist is it's got more vibes than mine. And then
but
they just turned it off
for that synergy.
Sure. 617-655-1234. Call or text for your Hot Take Tuesday. Caroline is from Marblehead. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
My hot take is that as a woman dating men, I think a lot of people like fear a guy having a girl best friend, but I think it is a way bigger red flag if a man has absolutely no women friends.
Ooh.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
About this one.
I think that's interesting. Like if you can't have a relationship with another woman, just being a woman,
right?
That seems odd. Or you've been in a relationship where that woman never allowed you to have friends, which isn't your fault.
Yes, if that's the case, then I don't blame the person. But, like, I just think it's a weird vibe. It's like you're an adult person and you don't have, like, a single woman who's your friend. I think it's weird. I think it's a bad vibe.
What if a guy just has no friends in general?
Because
if that's the case, your boy is
like,
a walking red flag.
It's a case by my case because maybe they're just really like introverted. But I don't know.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye bye. Jason is from Brockton. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
All right. So if you work in a office building, it should be kept colder than normal, as in air conditioning.
Is that a hot take? Do people...
We work in a swamp, Carson. I'd give $1 million for it to be a consistent temperature in this room.
Well, yeah, it's just never consistent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one day it's hot, one day it's cold.
You were wearing a jacket 20 minutes ago.
Do you want it ice cold every day?
I would prefer that than sticky heat.
Why is that?
Because I can put on a jacket. There's really not much I can do about sticky
clothes.
Heat.
When you say ice cold, Jason, give us a temperature.
Like 70. I can deal with 70.
70 is ice cold to you?
Clearly, no, he works at a place that's hot as hell.
You need to talk to us about where you work, Jason. Is there something going on? Okay. It's a safe space.
I thought you were
going
to say like 64. 70 is like the normal
room temperature, actually.
Yeah.
It's in the high. It must be in the mid to high 70s where I work. But everyone always complains that it's cold because everyone always does.
Oh, it's your hot take. You can say whatever you like, sir.
Do you work with a bunch of old ladies that have thin blood?
Hey, no.
Maybe not old.
Oh,
but...
just about. All right. Thanks for calling in, Jason. Have a great week.
Thank you.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
617-655-1234. All right. You want to comment on one of our hot takes or one of those hot takes or share your own? You can call or text 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.